Brilliance Audio presents the unabridged recording of The Honest Spy by Andreas Kolender. Translated by Steve Anderson. Performed by Malcolm Hilgartner. For Heidi. You realize that you might be willing to accept any risks, and it doesn't matter what the outcome is. Edward Snowden. Prologue. Hit Me in the Heart. Berlin, 1944. They should hold hands, Marlena said. That would be nice. She was sitting with Fritz in the kitchen, the last of the coals crackling in the oven, the yellowish glow of the lamp reflecting in the glass of the cabinet. On the table lay a stack of top-secret files from Hitler's foreign office, which Fritz had smuggled home. Dull red stripes marked the cardboard covers, along with Reich eagles bearing swastikas printed in black, the various department stamps overlapping. He and Marlena would transcribe the most significant information onto thin paper, and tomorrow Fritz would take the files back to his office at the ministry and deliver them to the burn barrels as ordered. Marlena drew up a little sketch. "Take a look," she said. "Like someone's watching us from above," Fritz said. Marlena's two stick figures were sitting at opposite corners of a table. One of her figures had a hint of breasts. The figures each had paper and held a pencil in their right hand so that they could interlace the fingers of their left hands as they wrote. "Nice," Fritz said. "Let's do it that way." He moved his globe off the table and onto the sideboard. Then they lifted the table and carried it into the middle of the kitchen. They pushed the chairs over just as Marlena had drawn them, sat down, reached out their left hands, and formed a tiny mountain range of fingers. They wrote together for a while. "Keep going?" Fritz asked, and Marlena nodded. They kept writing until Fritz went to make a pot of tea, warming his hands over the steam. He let a spoonful of sugar trickle into Marlena's cup, stirred it, and set her cup down for her. He wrapped his arms around her from behind and whispered for a kiss. Marlena turned her head, her neck muscles flexing, and Fritz saw the blue in her eyes. She tapped on Heinrich Himmler's signature. "Bastard," she said. She touched the signatures of von Ribbentrop, Kaltenbrunner.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?